Proclamation number 3777 of 21st of May, 1946. Value of the Divine Word. What the Lord Himself announces to you is truly worthy of the greatest attention, for not a single word flows out of His holy mouth which would be useless or to be disregarded. And His warnings and admonitions in the last days are of particular urgency, for they are intended to save your souls from ruin, which is certain for you without His word because you do not practice love. And thus He Himself approaches you again and again and presents to you the great danger you are in, and anyone who pays attention to His word banishes the danger himself. Yet anyone who closes his heart and ear to His sanctified word will not be saved for eternity, he will face certain ruin. For the last judgment is near, i.e., the day when the spiritual will be set free or banished again according to its maturity, when it will be judged according to its works which it has done or not done of its own free will. And this day is of such drastic importance for all spiritual substances that God first creates every opportunity for them to reach a high degree of maturity in order to escape renewed banishment in solid matter. And therefore He tries to awaken people's sense of responsibility by pointing out to them through His word the consequences of a wrongly used will and showing them the right way to reach the aim. His word is the evidence of His love for the unredeemed, for through His word He wants to help them to freedom, and therefore it is a precious gift which should not remain unused, which is extremely strength-giving and helps to achieve greatest spiritual success if it is faithfully accepted by Him. Anyone who pays attention to what God says to him need not fear taking a wrong path, for God's word is the right guide. It is a source of strength, it is the direct connection between God and people, which must always be a blessing for the one who desires His word. For He is also in intimate contact with the eternal word itself, with the one who is the purpose and aim of His earthly life. The last judgment will separate the spirits. Everything striving towards God will grasp His love and enter a state of utmost bliss, while everything striving away from Him will fall prey to His wrath, i.e., it will have to remain far away from God, in utmost weakness, for infinite times again and walk through countless creations until it is allowed to use its free will again. Until it is allowed to hear His sanctified word again and is put to the final test of will. His word enlightens people about the meaning and purpose of their earthly life, and good for him who pays attention to His word, who listens to it and gives it life through deeds of love. For the word will approach him and remain with him for all eternity. Amen.